This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Williamsburg, Brooklyn tonight, over 100 men will be going home with sore shoulders. They will have carried the Giglio, a tower built in honor of St. Paulinus, all 2.5 tons of it. Carrying this burden is considered a penance of love for the men of Our Lady of Mount Carmel Church. Today is the 100th anniversary of the celebration in Brooklyn. Jim Metzner went to last year's Giglio Festival and produced this audio portrait.
For years, this parish has been an enclave of families who trace their ancestry to the town of Nola, Italy, near Naples. In Nola, they tell the story of a 5th century bishop named Paulinus, who was later canonized as a saint.
And the story goes that he sacrificed himself to save the children of the town. Back in those days, there were pirates in the Mediterranean, and this one time, the pirates captured the children of the village, and Paulinus went to the pirates and gave himself up for one of the children. A Turkish captain, hearing of this story, was so moved, he went to the pirates and took the children and Paulinus back to Nola. The people of the village gave Paulinus a great reception. They lined the streets with lilies. Giglio is the Italian word for lily, and that's what the structure represents, the lilies that the people put on the ground for him to walk on. So that's some of the background of what we celebrate out here.
Benny Mangone is capo number one, the leader of this year's Giglio Festival held here in Brooklyn in honor of St. Paulinus, just like they do in Nola. It's a great honor to be a capo, the fruition of a lifetime of dedication to the festival.
Over the years, I became a lifter. I was a lieutenant for 12 years. I was an apprentice capo for 6 years, and I've been a capo for 6 years before this. So it's been a long trail to get here, but it's well been worth it.
That trail has led to this day. Assisted by 3 other capos and 8 lieutenants, Benny will oversee the dancing of the Giglio. Picture an obelisk 4 stories high with a statue of St. Paulinus at the very top. That's the Giglio, and it's set on a platform which is supported by aluminum girders. These are held in the shoulders of 100 men.
They say it's 2.5 tons without the 15-piece band up there, so it's quite heavy.
After the Mass, the congregation spills into the streets outside of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, joined by thousands of others. Vendors are selling Italian sausages, T-shirts, CDs, and souvenirs. There's a reviewing stand, and across from it, up on the platform that holds the Giglio and the marching band, is Father Fonti, the parish priest, giving his blessing to the crowd and the men who are about to lift the platform and him into the air.
May this lifting of the Giglio inspire us and lift us in spirit. Vi benedica, Dio potente, Padre, Figlio, e Spiritus.
And then it's time for the dance of the Giglio.
We always start with a certain song that we always use to lift the Giglio. And as it plays on, there's a point where the capo will raise his hands and it goes up.
It is, as they say, a sight to behold. This enormous structure hoisted up, moving slowly down the street by manpower alone. It has a primordial feeling. This is what it must have been like to move ancient statuary in the time of the pyramids or in the time of Stonehenge.
We figure it's roughly 50 to 60 pounds for each individual on their shoulder to carry. Now, if you say, well, that's not much. But now you're talking that we picked the structure up 40 times in a span of 3.5 hours. Each lift is approximately 2.5 minutes. And you're not just holding it, you're walking with it, you're turning it, you're dancing with it. The first 1, 2, 5 lifts, yeah, you feel great. When you get into the 30 and 35th lift, you're dragging. It really becomes arduous, it really does. After the Giglio is lifted up, sometimes the capo will dedicate it to a lost loved one that's passed away, or for a cause. Commands are Walyon, Ajajespal, Gunja Gunj, Achet. Now, Walyon means men, young men, and that's the first command to get their attention. Ajajespal means raise your shoulders. So that's when they get up as high as they can. The next command, Gunja Gunj, means get ready. And Achet means to drop it. And when it drops at once.
After each lift, the men, fathers, sons, brothers, neighbors, hug each other, take a breath, and go on.
That day, we are all brothers. Even at the meetings that we have every Wednesday night, there is a brotherhood there. There's a love there that you can't get anywhere else but here. This year was my last year, and when I put the Giglio away for the last time, I had the honor of my father standing by me, putting it away together, and naturally that was my last lift as number one. And after it was over, they played New York, New York. The men put me on their shoulders, they put my father on their shoulders, were dancing us around. It was beautiful, it was nice, and it was very emotional for me.
For NPR News, I'm Jim Metzner.